This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
So apple time, kind of, you've been harvesting your apples.
Yeah, I've got these nice apples. Look, look how red that is. Like a,
it's shining.
Isn't it? It's
very
gorgeous
shiny.
Shit.
And that's from the garden.
That's from the garden, yeah, exactly. So it's called, you know, there's lots of apples. I was staying with a friend last night and I noticed that still apples on the tree. So it's a time of year for it, isn't it? And it's like, they're coming to the end, but use them now while we can.
And I love the fact they're kind of different shapes and sizes.
Well, that's the way they should be, isn't it? We're all different shapes and sizes. Oh. Apples should be too.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. You're so right. So what have we got? You've got the pan on then
the pan
for cheesecake.
Because I'm going to do, I'm going to cook the apples slightly.
Okay.
So a wee bit of sugar and water, equal quantities to make a sugar syrup. And then to stop the apples discolouring, a bit of lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did was this here, John, it's called a shrub. And if you've got apples that you want to keep, sort of it's a good way of preserving them.
So this is a bottle.
Southern American States thing, you know, around Georgia, they do shrubs and with different fruits. So it's what I did was just grate some apple. So it's equal parts apple. So if you get a pint glass, fill it with grated apple, tip it into a Kilner jar, and then a pint of cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good local one, you know, with, and then tip that into the Kilner, about half a cup of sugar, and shake it about, stick it in the fridge for about 4 days, and then Then strain it, and you get this.
Which looks, I have to say, it looks a wee bit like something, looks a wee bit like something you might get back from the doctors.
Or sent to the doctors, and you wouldn't get a good result from it.
Nice,
so it is quite cloudy.
Oh, yeah.
And, but it's lovely, isn't it?
It's really.
So you would drink that.
Fragrant and sharp. There's a wee sharpness
really
about
sharp.
It.
Really sharp. That's just, and then.
So that's called shrub.
Shrub.
An apple shrub.
An apple shrub.
Never
you do it with any fruit. You
life.
Could do a blackberry shrub. You could do a any kind of shrub. Pear shrub.
It's a wee bit cloudy.
It is. It's lovely, but and then just the apples. Just toss them into that.
Look
sugar
at the colour of those apples.
Yeah. And then it's just, aren't they lovely?
So really, really white flesh, and then this
and
real
cut into
pinkiness
them.
About them.
I know. Here, I'll give you a wee bit. Look, take a bit of that there.
Is that, that's
that,
really
see
unusual,
that? You
is
cut
it?
Through, yep. But this is the thing, when you're not going to get that in the shop. You have to plant a tree or go to an orchard and try that. So just give that a wee toss around there just to, and that shrub or the lemon juice, that'll stop it going. Here you are, Ruth. Try a wee bit of apple.
That's pretty, isn't it?
Isn't that lovely?
It's really gorgeous.
It's a Barbie apple, isn't it?
It is a Barbie apple. It's lovely
nice.
And pink. Yeah.
Anybody from Mattel is listening,
we're open for it. Mm-hmm. So that, look, see that there now, those apples? That's enough. Just turn those off now.
Right.
And let them cool down.
So they've just been, what, 3 minutes, four
three
minutes?
3 minutes, and then you
end
up with
a sugar
this.
Syrup.
So they're really, they've taken up a lot. So try a wee bit of that one there. So that's
totally
just
pink.
Totally pink. Now this is proper Barbie
okay.
here. Yeah. So that's so that's them cooked, right?
Mm.
So that's our topping. And then the bottom is just a mixture of butter, biscuits, cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
I love a corn. Who doesn't love a cornflake?
I don't even know if we have cornflakes in the house anymore.
You know those corn. I know nobody does, but I have them for bacon. No, I like a wee, you know. Wee.
So as well as your biscuit?
Biscuits, crushed up biscuits, crushed up cornflakes, toss them in butter, press them into a dish.
And that looks gorgeous. That's and golden and brown.
I'd be happy just eating that.
Yeah.
For
butter,
breakfast.
Butter and cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
Yeah. A wee bit of custard with
you
that.
You have the apples, I love the
rice. Yeah, and then our middle bit, these are quite hard eggs actually. I've got in there mascarpone.
Of course.
And cream cheese.
Of course.
Yeah, full fat cream
cheese. Can't have one. You can't
this
have one.
Get out of here alive.
This won't work with low fat. And then we'll give this a mix around. Right, good mix.
Mascarpone, cream cheese, and two eggs.
Sugar.
Load of sugar.
Yeah, load of sugar. A couple of tablespoons of the flour, because we're going to bake this, you see.
What kind of flour?
Just plain flour. Right. And then give this a really good shake around.
So it's going to be a baked cheesecake then?
A baked cheesecake, yeah. Right, well, what I'll do is we'll pretend that that's all.
I was going to say, so I've forgotten all about this. This is a, here's one I prepared earlier.
I know, but all right, I'll keep mixing. Right, and because I'm going to give you this to take home and bake. And bake, like the, you know.
Or leave on the roof of my car like I did one time before.
And I think it I went
back to the car
the
after the programme, put the brownies, I think
brownies,
it was.
Yeah,
put them on the roof of the car, got into the car and got home and said, and rang home and said, don't eat anything because I've got brownies. I'm bringing brownies home. Paula made brownies. Landed home and my wife says, where's the brownies? I says, well, I must have put them in the back of the car. Went, look, no sign of the car. And then I vaguely remembered hearing
a
clunk driving past Queen's University. So fair play to my own driving. I got up as far as Queen's and they're still
that
on the roof
good.
And then
I
they fell
it.
Off. So good luck to the wee students.
Another career as an ambulance driver.
Possibly. Uh-huh. Possibly, yeah. Or an undertaker.
Yeah, there you are. That's so that is mixed up, whisked up now. So that's nice. And then for more apple, this is a cooking apple. And it's not, on the recipe, it's Bramley. But these are actually apples that I got. If you want just to, well, maybe you're going
to
eat this anyway.
Do you want to go first? You go first if you. Do you want to go first?
Finger first.
Okay.
This is where I think I should have brought spoons.
Wow, this is like totally.
I'm dipping the other side.
I think this is a Grenadier apple. I'm not sure, but it's not a.
Oh my goodness!
Well, that's lovely.
It's gorgeous. Is it different from
Bramley? Yeah, it's totally different.
So it's a really sort of like nearly like a yellow cooking apple, but really, and there's a wee bit of cinnamon in that.
It's a different colour as well.
And I just want to just take that now, and we'll mix that in.
And what type are those apples?
Those
your own
are
apples?
Discovery.
Discovery apples.
And this is another apple from the other side of Port Stewart. That's a, from another garden.
Oh, we're really this throwing our arms around the world today.
We are.
Apples from two sides of Port
Stewart.
Jeepers.
I know.
Biodiversity.
And then
how
just,
are you?
Look, fold that in just like that, like a ripple. So those apples,
you want a swirl
I just cooked down with sugar, no water in, and then a wee bit of cinnamon, and then just blend that up when they're nice and soft.
Mm-hmm.
And then that goes on top of your
biscuit base, biscuit and cornflake base.
Yeah. And then this goes into not a high oven, but 160, but it will take about an hour.
1 hour at 160.
And then just let it cool down and then chill it.
It's very therapeutic watching
isn't
quality.
It?
What
do they call it? ASMR. It's like just even the sounds of that slapping out onto the mixture slapping out onto the thing. It's
very
hard.
Very calming.
I wouldn't be able to speak if I was going. Right, and I'll put the lip there you are, John.
That's great. So all
already,
I have to do is stick that in the oven for 160.
Just put it into the car.
After doing tea at our house.
Mm-hmm.
Into the car, definitely.
Yes, into the car. A couple of times, there was one time I remember leaving, bringing out stuff out to the car and having a bag and then for some reason there was a bag with a cake in it, quite a big cake. And the phone went and I just automatically just forgot about it, got into the car and reversed over it.
Reversed over the cake?
Reversed over it, aye. Everything just wrecked the whole thing.
Anybody, right. if you've reversed over a cake or left a tray of brownies on your roof, 817-71, want to hear your food motoring disasters today. That looks class.
So then you've got the wee, so that's chilled and everything, so that's your...
Two beautiful wee squares of apple cheesecake. Do we have forks? No, we don't.
No, we just, no, this, just
we're
ham.
Not used, you see, it's been so long, we've forgotten how to do this.
I'm shocked I brought plates. I should. No, so don't worry. This is,
plates
this
are
is
lovely, good. Very pink.
Very pink. Very there's a theme
it
today,
is. It's
isn't
a whole
there?
Barbie cheesecake.
A whole Barbie cheesecake theme. There we are.
Oh,
and I just
taste a wee bit of the cinnamon or not?
I'm a wee bit in the cinnamon fan. In the middle bit.
Okay.
Ruth. Right, there you are. So that's your
treat.
So that's the I've got I brought wipes so for your hands. So
you oh thank you.
I get the big
so course. These are lovely kind of not messy, not slow, they're nice
no,
firm
just,
kind of
nice
little
and
squares.
Firm. They're
of
not
cheesecake.
Gonna
s
not
John, you're getting in there first.
Yeah. That's absolutely. Is it the baked thing that makes it
I
that
think
fluffy
it's,
kind
it's,
of?
It's baked. Baked. I love a baked cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not a thing we do. We tend to set it with gelatin here in our.
If you didn't bake that, could you eat it?
No.
Right.
So it's got the flour and the raw eggs.
It's
and
got raw eggs, and of
you
course.
You could eat it, but it'd be stinking.
But you'd be sick. Yeah, that's a good reason not to eat it. Then.
You could eat it, it'd be rotten.
And what's twice? Excuse me, what's twice baked? You know when you see sometimes twice baked cheesecake?
That's normally a souffle, actually.
Right.
You just bake it in a bain-marie, first of all, turn it out, and then fire it into the oven again. We should do that sometimes. Just wouldn't. I need to get me an oven in here for that.
Oh, I'll see about that.
I get me an oven. I need an oven.
An oven and a Lenny Kravitz.
I'd like a pink.
Or the next time, thank you very much.
You want a Lenny Kravitz.
I
would
Kravitz.
Like a...
Just to explain, we were listening at photographs. We were looking at photographs of fancy pianos. And there's a special Lenny Kravitz edition piano. Check it out, from a very, very famous American piano manufacturing company. And we'd all love it. Only one of us really can play it here, but mm-hmm. we'd all love it. It's only $500,000. Check it out. And
I think you get Lenny Kravitz with that, but Ruth thinks, do
you? You might,
you know. Throw it in, yeah. Lenny, I'll come to your house.
Lenny, if you're listening, hello.
Give us a shout. And Lenny, if you're listening and you've had a food disaster you've ever reversed over a cake, your radio goal today, we
or
really
want
to
give Ruth McGinley
want
your,
to chat to
your cup. He probably has a couple of them.
I'm sure he has.
The least he could do.
I think so. So apple cheesecake. Beautiful apple, baked apple cheesecake
uh-huh.
with the wee apple
with
slices
the apple
on top.
On top. Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
The recipe's on the website, on the John Toll Show page now. The Saturday with John Toll Show. Saturday with John Toll page. Someday. it's on the page for the programme. Or just lift the phone and give us a call. 030-30-80-55-55. I'll send you one out for yourself. Paula, so good to see you.
You too.
Thank you so much. Really enjoy that. And Ruth. Out of 10 for the cheesecake.
Oh, that's a 10 out of 10.
That's the right answer.
That's the right answer.
You'll be back. You'll be back.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Gail Katz told friends she was leaving her husband, Bob, then went missing. On season one of The Girlfriends, Bob's ex-girlfriends came together to bring him down and seek justice.
I can't believe this.
Now on season two, host Carol Fisher is back, working to solve the mystery of another missing woman.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
Listen to The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, and start listening.